The words Chaneinu Me'itcha, endow us graciously from yourself, incredibly important in this bracha. Rashi Maseches Avodah Zarah says, if a person forgets the learning, if they just can't retain information, they just can't hold it, then invest time in the bracha of Chaneinu Adas. Others say if a person is lacking das at home, Chaneinu Adas. This bracha of Chaneinu Adas, at the Chiddush HaArim, said that this, when you say the bracha, and you say Chaneinu Me'itcha, Chachmeinu Adas, Devinu Mahaskal, you really need to believe in your own tefillah. But maybe this tefillah is the one that made the difference. And therefore, straight after davening, what should you do? You should learn something. You invested time, you said, Chaneinu Me'itcha, Hashem, I understand. All knowledge, all understanding comes from you. The only reason why my seichel works, why my brain functions, is because of you, Hashem. And therefore, you, Hashem, have the ability to grant me the understanding of everything that I seek to apply my mind to. Were you not to give me that understanding, I definitely wouldn't be able to conceive of it. And therefore, I'm totally dependent on you, and if I'm struggling to understand something, Hashem, I know it all comes from you. So after davening, go try it out. Go and learn. And see if it works. Said the Emre Emes in the name of the Chiddush HaArim, and therefore, according to the level of your emunah in your tefillah, so too will be its impact. If you really believe it, when you say, Chaneinu Me'itcha, Hashem, I know that all knowledge and understanding comes from you. I'm begging you to help me understand this. And then you do something about it by actually sitting down to try and apply your mind and your intellect to the best of your abilities. And you really believe it. You'll see tremendous success. Told us Aaron Reb. Says when he was a young man, he tried to understand something and he found it very, very difficult, whether it was a Gemara, a Tosfos, it was difficult. What would I do? I'd leave it on the side. I'd wait till I daven my next Amida. I'd beg in Atachainen to try and understand it. And after my davening, I'd go open the Gemara again. And then I'd be able to understand it with a clarity that I never could have imagined beforehand. And therefore, when you say the words, Chaneinu Me'itcha, you have in mind, Hashem, give me the intellect, give me the ability to understand that I can attach myself to the Torah to understand it. And the extent to which we really mean it when we say it, Be'ezus Hashem, will be the extent to which we really, really understand the material, because Torah is something ruchni, Torah is something spiritual. And ultimately, our ability to understand Torah depends on our connection to Hashem. By the way, in the Rishis Chachma, says, in Atachainin, and Oshiveinu, and Slachlanu, should daven for everyone, daven for other Jews, daven for other people to understand, not just you. We say it, B'lashon Rabbim, daven that other people should be able to have beautiful, wonderful, satisfying, enjoyable, delicious relationship with the Torah. They should be able to understand it too. That's all Chaneinu Me'itcha.